This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Today is Monday, June 14th. Wait a minute. No. Mm-hmm. Add 10 24th. To that. June. Huh? The 24th. 24th. Yes, Monday, June 24th. Bernie. We're going to talk about him in a moment. Jennifer is on vacation. We have Victoria Keelan at your service and on your side with Kara Schillen at the controls. In our studio in Washington, I'm Doug Steffen, wishing you a good day. So let's see, we got Bernie, we have places not to go on your vacation, but first, Victoria has an update.
Yes, the Flying Walendas are in the news, and of course, if you missed it, they are the brother and sister, sorry?
I was just watching, it was amazing.
Oh. Yeah, they were 25 stories above the city streets of New York, and they were in Times Square, and they became the first to cross Times Square on a tightrope, and there was a huge crowd there. They were obviously all cheering them on, and Nick and Liana are the two, the brother and sister. They started opposite each other, and they crossed 1,300 feet between one Times Square and two Times Square. Those are the addresses. And so Nick started at 9:20 p.m. Liana started about a minute later, and the two slowly made their way towards each other. And once they hit the middle, this is where it got tricky. They had to pass each other. So Liana actually lays down on the tightrope so that her brother can step over her. Then she gets back up and then heads on her own direction. They were both successful, and they broke a record. And, of course, they come from a family. The Walenda family has been around for a long time. Their great-grandfather, Carl Walenda, brought the family to America from Germany to perform with the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. And Carl Walenda was actually killed at the age of 73, attempting to walk between two buildings in Puerto Rico in 1978. So, happy stories.
They take no chances, though. They had cables, both of them.
That's a city law. Happened. Yeah, apparently they didn't want to have the cables, but that is a city.
The city has a law that says if you're going to walk across on a cable in Times Square, you better wear a cable.
I suspect it's not just for tightropers. I'm guessing it's more for construction workers, window washers, things like that. But if you are a certain height in the city, if you're up at a certain height, you have to have a safety harness on.
Wow. It was really, I thought, well, frankly, she's quite attractive. She was talking. You could listen. They were both mic'd, so you could listen to them talking to each other, and the crowd down below. And so it was really quite a. When I first saw the promotion, I thought, "Oh, what is this? A stunt?" Well, of course, that's a stunt. But it made for a good watching during the commercials of The Good Fight on CBS. That's a flip over and watch what's going on with them while the commercial. That's a. The Good Fight was something that was on All Access, CBS Access, and now they're putting it on the network, which we've been asking, we've been talking, we've been demanding that they do that for a couple of years. So it's good to get caught up. That's a good TV show, especially in this vast wasteland. We were talking about this earlier when Victoria was trying to find something good on television to watch.
Not a lot tonight.
Not a lot. Yeah, it's really interesting how the changing importance of the public arts of radio and television are to all of us. How many more, even though we have all of this information, you have podcasts and you have just all of the devices and the things you have access to informationally, but still radio, especially television to a point, but radio is holding up so well. There's a book about the public arts. If you don't understand, I was reading this over the weekend. I don't know why. This is an old textbook of mine. The Public Arts, written by Gilbert Seldes, S-E-L-D-E-S, really does a nice job for those of us who are in this business or those who are curious about the public arts, what it is that we find so compelling. You know, most of us have grown up, when you think about how you grow up with your focus on you. You're the most important thing in your universe. That's what the babies, you know, that's the thing for parents to acknowledge about their children, is that the children are the most important for them. The child begins to explore his world by feeling himself or herself, touching, and that's their exploration. That's their world of exploration. And so, you know, you grow up and you get distracted from putting the emphasis on yourself. But people who maintain a good, healthy ego, the id, if you will, that is developed when you are young, very young, it comes naturally, actually. Those are the happiest and healthiest people. People who have real understanding of who they are, I think. And radio has helped me in that department, and I think it's helped a lot of other people. There were some folks at the event that we had at Eastleigh. We were talking about this earlier. You go to facebook.com/Eastleigh Farm or to the Eastleigh Farm website. Victoria had gone there and looked at the pictures of the event from this past weekend, a Civil War reenactment, and all the people and what was going on the farm and the world. And as you know, I go about my business of being a farmer, Doug, and don't think much about the radio when I'm doing, because the radio I focus on when I'm doing it and do the business afterwards, but then I focus on the farm. So these people came up to me, a couple of people in a couple of different circumstances, just came up to me, and it was fun and funny because none of them knew it was me, but they all referred to listening to somebody that they thought was from around the area that had a nice voice. A couple of people said that, and then they were talking about how informative the show was, ladies. I was very proud of that because that's the idea here. People get the fact that we are here to inform and have a good time and analyze, and that's kind of thing that they were talking about. And then they said, "Do you know who that is?" And they were separate incidents, three or four different incidents during the 2 days. And I said, "It's me." So, yeah, in a sense, that was good. I don't do this because I want the recognition. I do it because it's good. It's a service. I was raised on my own, pretty much. I raised myself. But I grew up around people who were of service. And I think maybe that's why I am as focused as I am on helping people. This is a great way, through this radio program, great way to help a lot of people work their way through issues and policies and problems and that sort of thing. We are here, obviously, to do well for the radio stations and for the networks that carry us, but also it's deeper than that. For me, it is anyway. And that's why I've said this all along. I'll never be number one because I don't do a good job of just thinking about what it is that makes money. I think about what it is that helps people. And a lot of the advertising that we have here is the same thing. And with the farm, I want to help the animals. I want to help people understand what it's like to still have farming and have a community that at least has a few farms in them, so that you see what the essence is about, you know, where does food come from? What's it all about? We have this big, huge hallway in the barn, and it's all lined up with information about the cows and the food and things, because I think people have lost that. They really have. Many people don't know where the food comes from. So that's the effort, anyway. And as we think about that, I think about how I can help you if you're not feeling well. That is, if you're stiff and you're sore. You got a lot of old sports injuries, aches and pains. Maybe you've had a few operations, your knee, your hips, maybe your shoulder. There are all kinds of things that go wrong with you. If you're an active person and you've got aches and pains and you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, perhaps now is the time for you to try Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. It's different. It really is different. And, by the way, they guarantee the product. You get your relief that they tell you about or your money back. So if you're using over-the-counter pain pills, put them away. You want lasting relief? Then you want Joint Formula 14. You go to achefree.live, 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 and deal with your aches and pains. So if you're a soccer player, I mean, whatever it is, you got all kinds of things that have gone on with you. You get stiff hips and hands. Let's get to achefree.live, shall we? The deal this month, money-back guarantee always goes with it. But if you go to buy a Joint Formula 14, and use the DJV code, you'll get shipping free at achefree.live. Free shipping for a limited time till the end of the month at achefree.live. www.achefree.live. Join Formula 14 from Sierra Sil. Works for me, and it'll work for you as well.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Feeling sluggish, bloated, gassy, and, well, you know, want some relief? Try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Our unique blend of all-natural herbs go to work on your digestive tract, giving you, So before you, try our super strength formula. It does a great job removing intruders that jack you up. Thousands of people use Life Change Tea every month, so try it, because you're gonna love the way you feel. And here's a little pick-me-up. Order now and receive 10% off your first order by entering in 10 today in the coupon code. That's 10 today in the coupon code. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Enter 10 today in the coupon code for your 10% discount. Wow, feeling good never felt so good. Get some tea love at GetTheTea.com. Changing America one tea bag at a time.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 after the hour on the DJV program. Okay, we were talking about vacations because this is the beginning of the vacation season. Jennifer's on vacay for a few days. A lot of you are thinking, or maybe have already gone out on your first exploration. A beautiful weather around the country. So we were talking earlier about not going to the Dominican Republic. Don't go there for a vacation. I'm going to tell you where else not to go. The Himalayan Mountains. Don't go to India. Don't go to the Himalayas. A team of international climbers were killed over the weekend. They're trying to find their bodies now. They haven't been identified yet. They are at 16,000 feet. Some British mountaineer led a team of four British people, a couple of Americans, a couple of Australians, up on this east side of the Himalayan mountain chain. And so far they found five bodies, but they haven't identified them yet, but they're all dead.
What was the cause of death? Do they know?
Well, I would guess it.
Avalanche or?
16-4. There could have been. I didn't see what this has been going on for a couple of they've been trying to evacuate the bodies, it turns out, for a couple of weeks. The weather conditions have been horrible.
Yeah, it said there was a sizable avalanche that hit while they were climbing.
Oh, no. Wow.
You don't really have much chance against that.
No.
Nope. Adios, muchachos, on that one. And then Bernie has announced a policy proposal to make college affordable. He won't let go of this, will he? Wants to wipe out all existing student debt. Well, it does, but you're not going to do it with the taxpayer money. Why should you? Why should I pay for you to go to school?
No, I agree with his plan to cap the interest rates at 15%.
I have no problem with that.
I think that's
pretty
fair. I think
15% is too high.
15% is pretty high, but
they're
up at 28% or something like that.
Yeah, it's like credit card debt. Yeah. No, it should be a bank loan. Right, 6% or 8% or something.
Right.
That we do agree on. You're right. 21 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Friday train change after on the DJV program. Music for this hour. First focus courtesy of the lady from Gaga. Her fans will have a chance to see her Las Vegas residency shows well into next year. Gaga has announced that she's extending both of her Las Vegas residencies, Enigma and Jazz and Piano, starting this December, stretching into the spring. Enigma was scheduled to end November 8th, Jazz and Piano November 9th. So she does two different shows. How does she keep the music? One would wonder.
Because one separate is jazz and one is, so she does all jazz classics, and then the other one is her more pop hits.
Yeah,
so she does one night and the next one the next night. Is that it?
They're on alternating nights. I don't know if it's if it's one right after another, but yeah.
Wow.
I would love to see the Jazz and Piano one.
Yeah.
Because I just love her jazz voice. Her
that's
songs
that's what
are
this
great
is from.
Too.
Crank this up, please. Yeah. She's got it, man. She's got it. The new dates begin with a few December dates, beginning the 28th and 4-month break before she returns to her shows on April 30 to take the winter off and go where it's warm. Good for you, Gaga. Jazz and Piano also includes a New Year's Eve performance at the Park Theater.
Oh, my God. I would kill to see that on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
That'd be a lot of fun, I think. Yep. Good. So that's the latest from Ms. Gaga. What's her name? She's almost as Italian.
Stephanie Germanotta.
Germanotta, right. And what's her face's name? Ciccone or something like that? Madonna?
Oh, Ciccone.
Ciccone.
I think it's Ciccone,
right.
Yeah.
So, Ciccone and Germanella.
Germanotta.
Germanotta. That too. Right. All right. 26 after on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, Doug have now a focus on Chrissy Hynde. This is a great story, actually. For some reason, maybe.
Chrissy Hynde.
We used to be friends. Was this always the theme?
No, that's the new theme.
Veronica Mars?
Mm-hmm.
New. Well, what's the old one? The Dandy Warhols? Is this the old one? We used to be friends?
No, she's covering the Dandy Warhol song, We Used to Be Friends.
Okay.
I've never seen Veronica Mars, but I know it's so buzzed about right now because it's coming back to Hulu, or it's coming on to Hulu for an 8-episode season. But I think it's pretty cool. I think Chrissy Hynde sounds really good, and she made it modern. I think it's pretty cool.
Well, that's the musical side of the story. The other side of the story, I must be a metrosexual, because I love stuff like this. Does that make me a metrosexual?
No.
No one says that anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
you can always count on me to revive the oldie stuff.
Yeah, I've actually been watching the show, the first season, because I was I was too young when it first came out, so I didn't really know about it, and it's really enjoyable. So I'm going to watch the movie after this, so I can be prepared for the show when it comes out.
I never watched the show, but I've always liked, what's her face?
Kristen Bell.
Yeah, very appealing. She and creator Rob Thomas have been trying to keep it going. They did a movie in 2014 funded by a Kickstarter campaign, which was pretty interesting. And now they're doing another season, a full season. And Mars is investigating a crime wave during spring break in her hometown of Neptune, California. So the opening up July 26th on Hulu. There you go. 28 after here on the DJV program. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon. Calitrin. I have been recommending this product for several years to lose weight, to feel great. I use it 4 capsules before I go to bed every night because not only does it help you get the weight off, but you keep it off. That's my experience.
I take it for the arthritis. A lot of people take it for the sleep. So there's many, many benefits to Calitrin, but there's absolutely no side effects. You know, if you don't need to lose weight, you're not going to. It has all the extra benefits. And again, if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on prescription meds, it is perfectly safe.
So stick with it for the long haul. It has all these other benefits that go with it as well. And if you use the code DJV, you'll get free shipping. Take action right now. Go to toploss.com. Check the box for DJV for free shipping and get $10 off every bottle you buy. 90-day supply is $30 off. DJV, the code for free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the Iranian Navy says his nation can always shoot down more American military drones. The top admiral called last week's downing of an unmanned drone over the Straits of Hormuz a crushing response and says the enemy knows Iran can always shoot down another. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Saudi Arabia meeting with allies and reminds us,
I think it's really important for everyone to understand that the Iranians are out sowing disinformation in lots of places. It is very likely that Iran will continue to present things that are fanciful, that are fraudulent, that are false.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is reportedly planning to meet with 9/11 first responders after backlash over the September 11th Victims Fund. The fund is set to run out of money soon unless Congress takes action, and the backlash comes from comedian and activist Jon Stewart, who accused lawmakers like McConnell of using the fund as a political bargaining chip. This is USA Radio News.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security IPO or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Named Radio Program of the Year by our listeners and by us. Why not? You're going to feel good about yourself. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jennifer's on vacation. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Let's see, who else is here? Well, we have Daisy May. She's here. Analyze what's going on. Our word of the day today is vapid. Vapid is an adjective. Means lacking depth or meaningful intelligence. Also, exhibiting a preoccupation with things of little or no importance. Also, vapid, if you are vapid, you are void of any kind of zest. You're kind of lacking zest. Do you use that word much, either of you? Vapid? Is that a word you would use?
Yeah, every once in a while, sure.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to apply it today to a woman named Stacy Rupp, 34 years of age, from Phoenix, Arizona. Over the weekend, she dropped off her 9-year-old son at a McDonald's and then hit the Desert Diamond Casino, located a mile away. One of the employees at the McDonald's observed the youngster, dirty, disheveled, crying, called the police. The staff took care of him with the coloring book, some ice cream, cookies, hamburger. The officer who arrived at the scene said the boy didn't seem to be too upset. He said his mother dropped him off in order to go gamble, but she said he said that she always comes back, does it frequently, sometimes 2 or 3 hours. She told police that she went grocery shopping, but then they found out she was gambling. She said he was left at the McDonald's because, quote, he drives me crazy. So there's the Mother of the Day Award that goes to Stacy Rupp of Phoenix, Arizona. What should be done to parents like that? You have to wonder.
That's such a tough situation, because if you take the kid away from his mother and, you know, and someone else raises him, I don't know, is that solving the problem? But then again, you leave him with a mother who obviously doesn't have any strong interest in raising a child, then what good is that going to do either? It's just the poor kid. I feel so sorry for kids in that situation.
When she was finally apprehended, she went to the police department, she had all kinds of excuses, and then she admitted she messed up. She said her child steals her money, so she has to gamble in order to get it back.
What? Oh, my God.
What about, like, getting a job?
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah. She has two other children. She was arrested, charged with child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Judge considering issuing her a no-contact order with her son.
And then what? He gets dumped in the foster care system?
Yeah, right. Lovely. And we end up paying for it. Today,
well, that
is
part I don't mind if it's a child who has a mother like that.
It's our job to take care of those who can't take care of themselves. And obviously this boy is only 9, certainly cannot take care of himself. But it's just, these people. Today's World UFO Day. Some of these people must have come from one of those UFOs. So today, the day is dedicated to the existence of unidentified flying objects. First started back in 2001, created by World UFO Day Organization. June 24th marks the anniversary of one of the first UFO sightings back in 1947. Kenneth Arnold reported seeing 9 high-speed crescent-shaped objects near Mount Rainier. So, July 2nd, marking the anniversary of the Roswell incident, right? I'm not on it anymore. I used to be on the radio station in Roswell, KUFO.
I love that. Have you ever been to Roswell?
I have, in fact. Yes, I visited
the
station. It's a weird kind of an old, it's a western, one of those western cities that time has forgotten. That's the best way I can describe it.
Is there anything to, like, tour or see if you go there as a tourist?
Yeah, they have these silly little things. What I was most interested in, frankly, there's a huge abandoned Air Force base outside of town in which several of the largest airline companies park their planes when they're not using them or when they're getting ready to sell them, take them out of service. There are probably 100 American jets sitting there. Delta's got some. United has some. There are 4 or 5 places in the desert in Arizona, New Mexico, and Southern California where planes get parked when they're not in use or they're being sold or being rehabbed. They put them there because there's no humidity and it doesn't affect the planes. But there's a huge the old Air Force base. Anyway, the UFO name came from the Air Force objects that can be seen in the sky but haven't been identified. So this goes back to the 40s and the 50s. They also started calling them, if you see some of the old TV shows, they were referred to them as flying saucers. Yeah. Anyway, and of course, because it was in the Cold War, a lot of people thought it was the Russians, new aircraft and missiles being tested by our country and other countries. The Air Force has been investigating reports of UFOs since 1948. Most in the group believed the UFOs were Soviet aircraft because of the Cold War. And then there was a new project. The group is called Project Sign, became Project Grudge, became Project Blue Book, lasted until 1969. 12,000 sightings since that time. 6% of these never solved, never identified, the phenomenon was never, nobody knew what it was. Because there are things out there. I'm firmly convinced.
Well, look at all the recent pilots who have come forward the Navy and in commercial airlines in the industry, and they've, you know, basically said we've reported things, we've seen things that sped up at such high speed that there's no way it could be something that, you know, was
stops
made here.
And starts on a dime.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. The president has shrugged off reports that Saudi Arabian leadership ordered the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. The reason is that our friends, quote-unquote, in Saudi Arabia are big buyers of U.S. products. Really? That's a great way to justify a murder in the first degree. Yeah. Right. I'm not a fan of the Saudis, as you know. I think they're horrible cretins. They're subhuman, no-good SOBs. And they should be treated with that respect. That's my way of dealing with it. 42 after the hour, here's my way of dealing with yellow teeth. Fortunately, I don't have them because I use power swabs. You don't have to have yellow teeth either. You don't want that look, right? You don't want to look like people are staring at your ugly yellow teeth and thinking, ugh, I don't want to get close to that person. Well, then let's get close to power swabs by calling 800-208-1797. You avail yourself of a product that works on your teeth, make it two shades whiter in 5 minutes. It won't hurt your gums, won't hurt your pocketbook. It only helps, and it doesn't cover up the stains. It removes them, and it's very inexpensive, better than paying the dentist hundreds of dollars to clean your or whiten your teeth professionally. You don't want to buy those toothpaste because they got those little, what do they call those things, Victoria, the little plastic, what's those things that are in it that etch away at your enamel? They get the stains out, but...
Oh, the microplastics.
Microbeads.
Yeah, the microbeads. Microbeads, yeah.
No. Want nothing to do with those things. All you want to do is get power swabs, and all you need to do is call 800-208-1797. I think, frankly, I do say so myself, I make a compelling argument for doing this. Get rid of the stains that come from the food or whatever you drink. Get the dentist-approved power swabs for your teeth. And the only way to get them at half price is to call 800-208-1797. Half the retail price with the code DJV. Power swabs for your teeth. 800-208-1797. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil. DJV listeners from all around the country are finding ache relief online at achefree.live. I've talked about Jane and what Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. Patricia, how Joint Formula 14 got her on her feet following knee replacement. What about you? Response has been so good. Free shipping has been held over for the entire month of June, even if you've tried glucosamine. Joint Formula 14 is really different. You'll get relief or you get your money back. Put away the over-the-counter pain pills. Lasting relief with Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. While you're living with your aches and pains, I don't do it anymore. You can feel better. Go online now to achefree.live. That's achefree.live for a special free shipping offer, or call during business hours, 877-743-7720.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. For most of you, as we get to the 4th of July, summertime, you're celebrating lots of great food, you're spending time with your friends and fireworks galore, but if you have a dog or any kind of a pet, it's really a scary time. And I thought perhaps we ought to spend a little time, we ought to focus on how to protect your dog, your four-legged loved ones, and not only because of the noise that comes on the 4th of July specifically, but all kinds of things that happen during the summer. So we have Amy Gilbraith here, who's an animal wellness and pet expert. So let's talk about the 4th of July, first of all, and keeping pets away from the noise.
Well, the 4th of July, unfortunately, is one of the busiest times of year at animal shelters because so many pets get scared of the fireworks and panic and flee from their homes. Mm-hmm. So there's a few things that you can do to protect your animal. Number one, please be sure that they have an ID tag with your current contact information and that they're microchipped with an up-to-date registration so that the shelter can get them back home to you. Great place to do that for free is on our website at found.org. And then the day of the fireworks, you can do a few things to keep your pet happy. Firstly, get them out for a nice long walk early in the day so that they're tired and ready to go to bed. And then bring them inside well before those fireworks start booming. Draw the blinds, put them in a comfy, cozy place with a soft bed, maybe a special chew toy or treat. And you can even turn on the TV or radio to help keep them calm.
You know, I've always wondered about that. My first and only wife used to turn on the TV. She thought it was good companionship, and I have done that. I sort of do that now. I've had friends in the past who've had dogs, and they leave the TV on when they go away. Is that proven to me? It sort of sounds like it makes sense, because we all like to have something that makes us, it's soothing, I guess, depending on what you leave on.
It is. Some animals really like classical music. Sometimes they play classical music even in animal shelters to keep the dogs and cats calm. And particularly on the 4th of July, any kind of music or television that distracts a bit from all of that scary loud noise outside is helpful, even a white noise machine.
Yeah. All right. So that sounds like a good idea. What do we have? Some people may rely on products that dogs can eat or you can give them. Is there a calming sort of thing like we take or humans take things to calm themselves down? Do we need something like that for dogs?
Actually, there are options. You've probably heard the buzz about CBD hemp oil for people, and it turns out that it has some of the same anti-anxiety properties in pets. It's legal in all 50 states, and my favorite brand is from a company called Pet Relief. I love them partially because they've developed a strain of hemp specifically for cats and dogs that's grown sustainably in Colorado. They have a whole bunch of different oils and creams and even a liposomal formulation from veterinarians that's designed to be put on food. It absorbs into the bloodstream faster that way, so you get quicker relief anytime they're stressed, but particularly 4th of July. And because it's in an Alaskan salmon oil, your dog or cat will love the flavor, and then you don't have to fight them to get a pill down.
So that does sound like I'm actually, well, I hadn't thought about that, but I'm giving CBD oil to my dog just because I think it's good. I think it's good for humans. I think it's good. I give my dog the same supplements I give myself, frankly. So there's a good idea. Anything else that you can come up with to do either inside or outside the home to keep pets comfortable?
That's it. The most important thing is really please have identification on your pet. Please microchip them and register them so that in the worst case scenario and they get out, they can get back to you quickly.
All right. So the place to go for more information, petrelief.com. That's petrelief, all one word, petrelief.com. And it's L-E-A-F, not relief the way you normally spell it. P-E-T-R-E-L-E-A-F.com or found.org. All right, great information, Amy. Thank you very much. Animal wellness and pet expert Amy Gilbraith, the executive director for the nonprofit social enterprise Michelson Found Animals. So we're here to be responsible on the DJB program at 50 minutes past the hour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Theme from Batman, the first one in 1989. Sure, they came right to everybody's mind when they heard this chuckle for the first time. But we've got to start somewhere, right? Why not start with Batman?
That was a great score by Danny Elfman. I think one of the best scores for a big movie of all time. This day in movie history, actually, we're going to cheat by one day. It would be yesterday, June 23rd, 1989. Tim Burton's Batman hit theaters nationwide. And, you know, it's interesting, like I talked about Jaws the other day in 1975 being a massive game changer, which flipped most big films from the Christmas season to summer season. Batman in 89 was a game changer in the respect that Warner Brothers really rolled the dice on one of the biggest marketing campaigns of all time, and it paid off. It had a $40 million opening weekend on 2,194 screens. That was the biggest release of the time, the biggest opening weekend of the time. It was the fastest movie to hit $100 million. It took 11 days. Now, some movies do that in like 48 hours, some of the bigger films. But it really created a psychology in the business or a mindset to have the big front-loaded opening weekend or bust. And that has really proved to be true 30 years after the release of Batman in 1989. I remember about a month before the film was released, the studio ran like a 2.5-minute coming attraction trailer on just about every network at the same time, same night, created a massive buzz. People went to movie theaters the next day, paid to see a movie just to see that trailer on the big screen. Why? Because Jack Nicholson was cast as the Joker. It was an excellent trailer. Michael Keaton played Batman, and it got mixed. You know, to this day, that movie has somewhat of a mixed response. I like it a lot. I think it's very flawed, but it really changed the way movies are marketed in the industry, so I just wanted to point that out.
Well, nothing wrong with that. All right. I'm looking at some info, speaking of pointing things out. It looked like there was a lot of excitement at the box office over the weekend. I haven't seen any of these movies. I don't do much movieing in the summertime. And I miss having not seen Rocket Man. And I wanted to see Shaft. I don't know how long that's going to be around. So what do you have for box office total?
Toy Story 4 opened number one. A little softer than they expected, but still $118 million for a fourth entry in any franchise is a very good opening weekend. Number two, talk about a drop-off from $118 million opening for Toy Story 4. Child's Play, the new reboot of this horror franchise, $14 million. Yeah, I mean, they shot it for $10 million, but the marketing cost had to be over $20 million. Aladdin came third, $287 million in 5 weeks. It's done $800 million worldwide, so this movie's done pretty well. Men in Black at the National, 10.7, 64% drop-off week-to-week in weekend number two, $52 million. That's a disappointment. And Secret Life of Pets 2, $10 million to round out the top five. Luc Besson's new movie, an action B-actioner called Anna, did just $3.5 million in its opening frame. And like I said last week, I think what you're seeing, Doug, is if it's not a massive, highly promoted movie with great reviews, in a lot of cases, I think people are starting to follow a trend where a lot of people are going to say, I'm going to wait for streaming and Blu-ray.
I don't like to watch movies on it. I agree,
but I think that I do believe you're seeing a trend here. I don't think it's a coincidence.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some movies that are around, like that movie I wanted to see that was promoted on television. I'm not sure how to see it, the one with Gina Carano that was about her, I think it was called Mother, Daughter of the Wolf or something. It's a typical action.
You sure? Let me ask you a question. You sure that's not available on the Walmart shelf? No?
I'm not
did
sure.
That get a, I'm serious. Did that get a theatrical release? I know you have a fondness for her, but I've never heard of
I think
film.
She has an interesting way about her, and I think there are other shows that I'm now finding that are just not, you know, you hear people talking about them, but you don't see them anywhere. And I'm not somebody that is going to search out on, maybe I'm the unusual one here, but I'm not going to go looking for this stuff online because I don't like looking at movies. If I know the movie, maybe, but I just don't like doing it that way. But maybe I'm just.
No, gonna... I agree with it. And you know, it's interesting, the next big tracking movie is going to be Spider-Man Far From Home, which is, you know, expected to do like $180 million in his first 5 days.
It looks just like another foolish movie with lots of CGI and dumb bad guys. It looks stupid. All right, 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.